The problem is we've lost enough population in Southeast that it's just almost impossible not to draw a map that doesn't have one district missing.
The latest announcements in the redistricting process, including public hearing dates for Haines and Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Those in charge of redistricting maps are done at the drawing board, and they're about to hit the road to gather comments on the array of sample plans they have for the future of Alaska's political boundaries. Two members of the redistricting board will travel to Haines and Skagway on May 4th to hear comments to the maps in two public hearings for the Northern Lynn Canal. And they better bring a lot of pens and paper, because residents have a lot to say. The board's two options have Haines and Skagway in the same future district, but it's one that includes North Juneau. However, an alternative was proposed that could fit in with either of the board's options. It puts Haines and Kluckwan, but not Skagway, in a district that contains native villages and small cities. Skagway would still be lumped in with North Juneau. The alternative may put Haines with similar communities, but Haines would still lose its role as one of the most populous communities in its district. Sitka would take that title with the alternative, Juneau would without it. More on the Southeast alternative that would split Haines and Skagway, but put Haines with smaller communities later in this newscast. Overall, the draft plans released last week by the Alaska Redistricting Board show Southeast with less power in the legislature. The region would overall lose one House district and up to four of its eight incumbents. In addition, two senators representing parts of Southeast might live in other parts of the state. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the regional outlook.
The biggest issue, according to most regional legislators, is with the House district lineup. Whatever the boundaries, the panhandle loses a seat.
The problem is we've lost enough population in Southeast that it's just almost impossible not to draw a map that doesn't have one district missing.
That's Juneau Democrat Beth Kurtula, one of five lawmakers representing Southeast in the House. Come next election, she could be the only one with a safe seat under the Alaska Redistricting Board's primary draft plan. The main lineup could pit the other four representatives against a fellow incumbent. Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson, who now also represents Sitka and Petersburg, would move into a House district, dropping Sitka and adding Ketchikan. That could put her up against fellow GOPer Kyle Johansson, that city's incumbent.
I hate to run against Kyle, but Kyle and I are very good friends, and so I hate that.
And Juneau Republican Kathy Munoz would be pitted against Haines GOPer Bill Thomas. That's because her district would extend to the north to include his hometown. That could be a tough matchup. Munoz would have more local voters, but Thomas has more seniority and a key post as Finance Committee co-chairman. But Munoz says she's in it for the duration.
I look forward to continuing to represent the people of District 4. And, you know, if it includes areas outside of the district now, then I would continue to work hard to give all of the areas equal representation.
If those lineups hold, only three of Southeast's current five incumbent House members would have a chance to make it to the next legislative session. One alternate version does keep Thomas in something close to his current district, but if the primary plan is a go, the fourth seat could go to a rookie. That's because no incumbent lives in the villages and small cities of what's left of that district, which no longer includes Haines. A Sitkin would have a good chance of winning that race, since it's the largest community. Munoz, a member of the legislature's Bush caucus, says that's a problem with the overall redistricting lineup.
It makes it very difficult for an individual from one of the rural communities to get elected. It seems to me in my review of the plans that Ketchikan, Juneau, and Sitka dominate in all of the scenarios.
One of the planned Senate districts, consisting of two Juneau-based House districts, would clearly be dominated by the capital city. The incumbent, Democrat Dennis Egan, would be hard to beat. But the situation is very different for Southeast's other two senators. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman could face off against Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh under some of the redistricting board's primary plans. They match the Sitka plus the village's House seat with one made up of mostly small interior communities. Stedman says that doesn't make sense.
Well, I prefer to keep Southeast intact, and I think Southeast, you know, clearly it's big enough to have two Senate districts.
The other Senate seat representing parts of Southeast would combine Ketchikan, Wrangell, and possibly Petersburg with Seward and Kodiak across the Gulf of Alaska. One of the board's alternate plans pairs the towns with Cordova, Valdez, and Delta Junction. Ketchikan's Johansson says it could present an opportunity, maybe for him.
I guess the bottom line for either the House or the Senate district, Ketchikan is going to be the largest community, and therefore I believe that we will have a very strong candidate.
Southeast lawmakers have other objections to the plans. Johansson, for example, has problems with boundaries splitting up his hometown's borough.
I would represent Ketchikan, but not Saxman, which is, it is as much a part of Ketchikan as it almost feels like Ketchikan's a part of Saxman. And then our airport would be in a different district. So it's kind of an odd pairing, but I think public comment will be pretty strong about that.
Wrangell's Wilson objects to a plan putting Petersburg in the same House district as the downtown part of the capital city.
I do not think it would be in the best interest for my town of Petersburg to be in with Juneau at all. I mean, you know, the distance is huge and the economy and everything would be totally different.
And Sitka Stedman dislikes plans to separate his district from towns he now represents.
I would like all Prince of Wales. And it looks like under this proposal, I'd have virtually all Prince of Wales, except for what I have today. And then I'd have some, you know, new communities, particularly in Prince William Sound and up in the interior. So I'd be a pretty busy boy running around a lot of the smaller communities, getting to know the communities and their needs and their issues.
Angoon's Kukesh declined to comment for this report. And Haynes's Thomas and Juneau's Egan could not be immediately reached. The redistricting board's plans are drafts and subject to change. A number of groups and communities have presented their own versions. All will be up for public comment and possible revision before a final decision is made. And that could be challenged in the courts. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
The Alaska Redistricting Board will be in Skagway on Wednesday, May 4th, at Skagway's Assembly Chambers from 9 to 11 a.m. Then they'll be in Haynesborough Public Library from 1 to 3 p.m., also on May 4th, both for public hearings. You can view the official redistricting plans through links at our website. Look for the links posted with this report. In addition, you can find links to earlier reapportionment stories. I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. If you miss a newscast or want to hear one again, check out khns.org.